Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and podcast and community for Black women who are intentionally blooming and doing it with joy and self-love and all the goodness, right? And we're doing these things to honor our wholeness, to honor our healing, and to honor and see our humanity while existing in a world that does not. So today I have a solo episode for you. And this actually is gonna probably be my last solo episode. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I just want to tell you that next week I'm gonna start having some of my guest sessions rolling out. So look forward to that next week. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you today about how I know this one thing that most of us have done or are doing when it comes to our blessings or our gifts, our talents, our skills, etc. And this one thing is gonna keep you stuck and hold you back until you get this in check, sis. So that's what I'm talking about today. Now, I want to ask for some grace because you're going to hear when I get into this. This is a recording that you're going to hear after the sound of my present voice, okay? And that's because I was in the parking lot at Target when I felt this message kind of like bubble up in my spirit. And I wanted to, you know, lean into that. So I ask for your grace in advance because, again, the sound quality, it's a little rough because I'm not at home. I'm actually in the car, okay? So before we jump into today's episode, I would like to share what I've been doing for self-care since we last connected. And the main thing that stands out for me is rest. I have really, really been leaning into rest. And the biggest way for me last week was going to bed on time. Going to bed on time, as simple as that sounds. Y'all, sometimes I forget that, you know, I'm getting a little up there in age. I'm getting a little older. I'm not saying that I'm old, but I'm saying that, my body is it's changing, okay? I am getting confirmation that I am no longer in my 20s or 30s. And it's a little hard pill to swallow, but I'm doing my best to age with grace and just vitality and like all this juicy good stuff, right? But I can't deny that, you know, sometimes the body don't be bodying the way it used to body. And I kind of had gotten into this habit or pattern over the last, maybe, I don't even know how long it's been, but where I was really staying up late. I was staying up late to do things that are not even important, like maybe reading, or not that that's a bad thing, that's a beautiful thing, but reading, playing checkers on my phone, reading articles, watching, like right now my addiction is my 600 pound life, okay? I told y'all that on like one of the last episodes. I will literally, it's time to eat a snack or whatever, and I put it on. I call them my friends, my 600 pound friends, and
I guess I can tell you this. I had a revelation, actually, and I hadn't planned on talking about this, so I'll try to make it quick. Had a revelation while I was watching My 600-Pound Life, and this was totally like a duh moment for me, but I was sharing it with a friend, and it's that I guess one of the reasons why I like to watch My 600-Pound Life is not only does it help me just to stay connected with other people as far as just learning about other people's stories and the triumphs, the struggles, the hard stuff, the good stuff, like, and everything in between. I love to see that kind of stuff. I just love to see people grow, you know, their mindsets and anyway. But the realization that I had, I guess one of the reasons why I really like this is because it was connecting with me on a level that I hadn't even thought about. I thought that I was just watching this show about people that were kind of like trapped in their bodies. If you've never seen the show, these people, maybe like 500 pounds up to maybe 800-900 pounds, and sometimes there's some drama there, and I'm just like, really, bruh, you gonna tell that to the doctor right now? Like, just, it's got drama. I don't know how much of it is actually unscripted, you know what I'm saying? So it's got little bits of everything in it, but I was connecting with the fact that when I really, really thought about it, these people were trapped in their bodies. But I feel like for a lot of us, myself included, I feel like even though I didn't have necessarily the physical weight, I was still allowing things in my life to keep me stuck and trapped, right? I guess in a metaphorical sense, if that makes sense. So just to kind of see the way that trauma can show up in our bodies. Obviously on My 600-Pound Life, we can see it in a physical sense, of course. But even like I said, if you've not necessarily struggled with your weight, but you've got that trauma still kind of like sitting on your chest, if you will, it may show up in different ways. So that's one of the reasons why I like to watch the show, because again, I just like to see these people win. I like to hear their stories. I don't know. I just like the show. Anyway, as far as self-care, like I said, for me, just getting the rest. So I have been doing my best in the last week to go to bed, like get in the bed actually literally at 8:30, even if I wasn't ready to go to sleep. But like if I can have this nighttime routine where I do the things I need to do, and then, you know, so I have my iPhone set to, like, you know, the blue light, how that stimulates the brain and it keeps us awake and all that stuff. So I have my phone settings just right at a certain time, that blue light, whatever, is shut off. And just different little things, but just getting in the bed at around 8:30 with the intention to shut it all down and kind of like ease my way into sleep around 9:30. So that way I can get up the next day. I love to get up between 5:30 and 6 a.m. if I can do it, because that helps me to start my day off really, really well. Because I get to do my different little self-care things that I love to do, like journaling and stuff like that. Have my coffee when it's quiet. So yeah, going to bed early has really been a big flex for me. And sometimes I forget that my body, it still needs like 7-8 hours of sleep, even though I'm getting older. So I'm not one to function on like 5-6 hours of sleep. I just can't do it. So it was a good reminder for me, because I couldn't figure out like that week before, I was like exhausted. I was like, why am I so tired? And I was like, oh, you trying to go to bed at like 11:30, 12 o'clock, 10:30, 11:30, 12 o'clock, and still get up at 5:30. But then I was hitting the snooze. And, you know, I kept, like, when you snooze, like, you keep breaking up your sleep, right? Which is not good. So if you're one to keep hitting that snooze button and then you kind of drift off again, and then that snooze button goes off like 10, 15 minutes or whatever, somewhere in there. And then you hit snooze again, you doze off a little bit more, and then it blares you out of your sleep again. You keep hitting snooze. Like, not only is it preventing you from starting your day, of course, and possibly making you feel even more lousy or worse, right, versus having just gotten up, but it's like with your body rhythm, it just throws everything off. And that's what I was doing. Like, I was setting my alarm for 5:30 after getting into bed like 11:30, knowing good and well that was not what was going to happen. So that's what I did for self-care this week. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode, and I'll see you on the other side.
So a I continue healing, doing the work, questioning things, questioning myself with love, trying to do it without judgment, you know, that kind of thing. Stuff we've talked about on the podcast before, okay? One thing that kind of dropped into my spirit is, so, you know, we've talked about how we have different gifts and talents and things like that, right? Of course we do. You might be like, well, Bree, I don't think I do. Sis, yes, you do, okay? I'm not going to argue with you today. You have gifts and talents, absolutely. And this is coming from someone who would find it so hard to identify even one positive thing about herself, one positive thing, one strength, one beautiful thing, one blessing, anything, okay? All right. So you cannot come to me and tell me you ain't got nothing, because I'm not trying to hear it. I'm not trying to hear it. I know you got something, okay? But what I have realized is, and I'm going to speak to you from a place of, even though I still have some imposter syndrome around this, all right? I'm going to speak to you from someone who is going to fully step into and acknowledge on this episode that I was designed to connect and communicate. I was designed to share my story. I was designed to be a storyteller because clearly I talk, and I talk a lot. Now, here's the thing. I never really thought, I mean, I did, but I didn't. It was a very shaky feeling that I had that I was talented in the gift of speaking. And I'm going to tell you why. When it comes to speaking, I've told you already that I'm very introverted. Like, you got to know me, or I've got to feel something from you that makes me feel safe in some capacity for me to open up. And once I do, like, girl, I just be talking. I just be talking, okay? But it was shaky for me because I felt like, oh, well, I'm introverted. It's not easy for me to talk. It's not easy for me to share. It's not easy for me to communicate. It's not easy for me to do these things, et cetera, et cetera, right? And it's not. It's still not, okay? And you're talking to someone who is literally growing a podcast, okay? Someone who is literally, people are coming to me, leaving me the most beautiful messages of love and man, support and sharing your stories based on what I've shared with you. God could not have made it any clearer to me that I am meant to communicate in such a way that brings others, you know, helps them in their journey to healing, helps them get closer in their relationship to God if they're a believer, help them to get closer into the growth that they need so that they can jump, use it as a jump-off point to go and do the things, okay, whatever it is in your heart to do that you're scared to do or you know that you've been called to do, but you're like, right? These things that you do not think are gifts. I'm going to tell you why you think these things that you have are not gifts. And this is the revelation that I had that I want to share with you in this quick message, okay? I thought that in order for this thing that I am doing right now with you, how we are connecting, even though I can't see you, I can't hear you, I know that I'm connecting with you, okay? At least somebody out there. I'm connecting with somebody. But this thing that I am doing, I did not think that it was a gift necessarily. I didn't think, or I didn't have this firm feeling. Like I said, my foundation was shaky on this being something that I could say, yes, boom, I'm meant to be a speaker. Yes, boom, I'm meant to be a communicator. Listen, this, again, I want to make this very clear. Someone who is scared, like I ain't never spoke on nobody's stage. Ooh, and just a feeling of, I have a feeling that I am supposed to be soon speaking on the stage. That alone gives me the bubble guts, the heebie-jeebies, the willy-nillies. I'm scared. I'm shook. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know. Like, if someone came to me and was like, Bree, I want to give you $100,000. I'm laughing because I already know. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to pay you $100,000 to come and speak at this two-day event. Most people be going on stage. Whoo, just think about it gives me the vapors. I'm already anxious, and there is no speaking opportunity for $100,000, okay? There's not even a speaking opportunity for $20,000, all right, on a stage. Anyway, so when you add all that into the mixture, you can see why I was just like, I'm not supposed to speak. I'm not a speaker. There's too many barriers. I'm scared to do this. I'm scared to do that. I'm not comfortable. God, why are you pushing me? Leave me alone. Right? Right?
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair, so you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands, and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life, and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil, and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
That I am just now understanding, which makes complete sense, but sometimes it takes some time for your girl to really understand things, is that the gifts that you have, the reason why you are thinking that it's not even a talent, a gift, a skill, a blessing, you know what I'm saying, is because you think that you should just be able to go out the gate and boom, do it perfectly. You think that you should be able to just go out the gate and boom, it's mastered. God called me to do that, so I know that I am going to be excellent at this thing. I'm going to do it perfectly. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got it because, and that's how I know that it's a gift, because it's perfect. It's mastered. It's beautiful. tell you, girl, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Okay? Now, I'm joking when I say that, of course. I'm saying that with love. But seriously, seriously, I have to sit with that because I refused to identify myself as having gifts and talents because, again, I thought that in order for it to be a talent, a gift, it had to be perfect, completely perfect. But let me tell you something. If it was completely perfect, you wouldn't need God if this thing was completely perfect, okay? What would you need God for? You perfect. What you need? Right? You can do everything on your own. You good. Right? But for me, I was just like, oh, this isn't, I can't. For example, I told somebody yesterday, and I was saying it with my chest. I was saying it with confidence that I see myself as becoming the next Oprah, but like in the podcast space. I'm not saying that I want to be Oprah because I don't, even though she's beautiful, okay? She's got some big vegetables growing in her garden that I'm just like, well, can I eat at your house, sis? Can I bring a Tupperware? Can you cook for me in your kitchen from that garden? But I'm not trying to be Oprah. But I'm saying her name to give you a connection. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows Oprah, okay? But I feel like I am on that level, if that makes sense. And I know that's a very bold thing to say because, again, listen, so many things that need sturdying of my foundation, so many things that need support and like, I feel like I need to learn how to finesse for being a better speaker and things like that. I'm not saying that as in it's going to stop me from moving forward. I'm just saying I understand that I do want to learn how to connect with people better. I do want to learn how to pull out the right questions and get to the meat and the root of what is not being said. Like, and that's what I think about. So, but you know what? That comes with practice. That comes with more building of the skills, like one on the other, like just comes with being open to learning new parts of how to do what you do. But that doesn't negate the fact that you have the talent. It doesn't negate that you have the skill. It doesn't negate that you have that, for example, that blessing on your life or that gift. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean you don't have it. It doesn't mean it's not in you. It doesn't mean that you can't start to walk it out and start to claim it. Do you feel what I'm saying? Is what I'm saying making sense to somebody? So I would, like, someone would be like, you know, you see it in books all the time. Write a list of your top 5 gifts. Girl, I would struggle to write anything down. Anything. I would struggle to find anything that I could say, yeah, that's a gift. That's a talent. That's a blessing. Or it would be so hard. It would be so hard. Because in my mind, I was like, if you can't, if it feels hard in one way or another, that means that's not a talent. That's not a gift. That's not something you can build on. That's how my mind works. That's how my mind, and maybe it was to keep me safe. You know, we are wired for safety, obviously. I don't know the stats on all that stuff. I'm not a scientist. I ain't trying to talk about none of that. I don't know. I just know that we are wired for safety, and a lot of times safety means comfort. Safety means staying in the bubble that you've built, because you don't want to take a risk. You know, God, what if I get embarrassed? What if I lose money? What if I don't know. Think of worst case scenarios, okay? But that doesn't mean that you don't have talents and gifts and blessings, right? You do. You do. So don't allow your mindset or the ways that we are wired, okay, way, 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 way back in the day, to prevent you from understanding you have gifts. Don't allow that to prevent you from identifying those things that are within you that are your gift, that are your blessing, okay? Sometimes those things can look a little messy. They can look a little hard. They can look like you don't know exactly what you're doing. I can't really explain it, but I can promise you that you know in your spirit, you know. When I was a kid, I always would have these daydreams or these visions. I don't, not visions as in psychic stuff, but like I could see it in my mind, like I was going to be speaking. I thought honestly I was going to be an actress or just speaking. I saw it. And I used to think also that I was going to be like a radio DJ. I had these things, like I either was going to be an actress or a radio DJ or speaker or something along those lines. I always knew it had to do with communicating an expression in some way. I always knew that. And in fact, when I was in college 50 years ago, shout out to CSUN, where I did not get my degree at all. Dropped out. Hashtag dropped out of college. After semester 2 or 3 or 4, I can't remember. But my major was radio, TV, film. My major was radio, TV, film, because I just knew, like, I'm going to do something. I felt it inside me that I had this communication type something in my spirit, but I couldn't identify exactly what it was, and it didn't come to me perfectly, right? It didn't come to me perfectly. Some of us have this idea that our, this guy just backed into the curb. Lord have mercy. I'm so nosy. Let me mind my business. Some people have it in their minds that their talents are just going to just pop up one day and say, hey, I'm your speaking talent. Nice to meet you. Okay, we are perfectly downloaded. Let's go. That's not how it works. That's just not how it works. It's in there. The talent is in there, right? But sometimes you have to uncover it. Sometimes you have, there's work to be done to uncover it, right? So all of that to say, okay, I know that sometimes life is hard. I know that sometimes life is messy. I know that things happen that have to question your faith, question who you are, question who you are becoming, question your potential, okay? Question your sanity. Some of us have these ideas, and you're just like, that's crazy. I can't do that. Why am I having these ideas? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's not, you're not crazy, okay? You're not crazy, sis. You're not crazy, all right? I need you to hear me. You are not crazy. But I don't want you to discount what you have just because of what you haven't yet seen come to fruition. I don't want you to discount your blessing just because it looks a little different than you thought it was supposed to look, right? I'm doing air quotes, what it was supposed to look like. I want you to stop discounting your blessing because your talent or whatever, your whatever doesn't look like what it looks like for Sherry and them, okay? I don't want you to discount your blessing. And I want you to know that you can still walk that blessing out. You can still walk that gift out. You can still walk that talent out as you continue to develop it. I think that that development is going to come when you start to walk it out, okay? Just like one of the ways to get more confidence in yourself, in your gift, is to start to use it. Sometimes you got to start walking this stuff out in faith, this thing, this little teeny, tiny, 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 tiny seed you have in your spirit, right? Sometimes you got to start walking it out, even if you haven't seen right proof that it is this thing, this big thing. Not that every gift and talent has to be big, but do you see what I'm saying? So like how I know I'm supposed to be a speaker, even though, like I said, I ain't spoke on nobody's stage, even though I will be petrified. petrified to speak on anybody's stage, okay? But clearly there are receipts, and you will start to get receipts as you walk it out. Imagine if I never started this podcast. I wouldn't have this receipt. I wouldn't have this podcast as a receipt if I never started it, okay? Sometimes you got to start doing stuff without the proof, without the full receipt, without the full picture, so that God can continue to develop that thing within you. He can't develop something that you're not starting to walk out, even in the smallest of ways. How is that going to develop? How is it going to grow? Right? A baby doesn't start to develop just by sitting still all day. You see them babies, they be trying to wiggle and move and crawl and pull up on stuff, right? And they're not like, oh God, I don't have a talent for walking because I ain't walked yet. I can't walk because I ain't never walked before. I don't have a talent for this. Look at my little fat legs shaking and carrying on. I try to crawl around like, can't walk? I don't have a talent for this. That ain't how it works, sis. That is not how it works. So I'm going to need you to just reflect on this a little bit. And stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting yourself. Work on your mind, work on that mindset. Work on your mindset that is telling you you don't have anything good about you. Work on that mindset that's telling you it's not good enough. Work on that mindset that's saying, oh, well, since it's not perfectly done, this is not a gift. Girl, you're not good at this. Girl, that's not a talent. Sis, nah, that's not how it works. Run to those things that will help to develop you, okay? Embrace those things and be open to those things that are going to kind of get you out of your comfort zone in small ways or in various ways so that you can develop that thing that you know good and well is your gift. You know it's a gift. Don't be humble here. Don't be coy. You know it's your gift. But you got to start to walk it out.
All right, and I am back in the quote-unquote home studio. So what did you think about today's episode? I would love to know what things kind of hit your spirit some kind of way. What were you able to reflect on as you were thinking about and thinking about the things I was discussing as you listened to it? I would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. And that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. So glad that you are the best part of this community. Have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.